Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
All right, that one is better, Steph. Happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Show.
geez, folks. Let's see. It seems like last week we were talking about how we thought that we had turned a corner weather-wise here in the FLA. Seemed like it was cooling down a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Monday. Yeah. Monday was the official first day of fall, and guess what? It's hot as hell here in the FLA. And no difference. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
And no rain.
Right. Yeah. So the heat is back. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We're coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. In the studio, well, usual suspects. We got my blushing bride, Steph, over there across the table. We got our boy Ty again, and then, of course, little old me, Marco, over here. And we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Hold on. Having a hard time catching my breath all the time.
What?
I feel like I'm running a race over here.
Slow down.
Are you having a heart attack?
I'm not having a heart attack.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I just need to catch my breath for a second. Anyway, 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. If you want to play along with us this evening, I feel like I have to say this every show. It's great if you call. We almost prefer it if you text. And again, that number is 727-804-5891. If you've got something that you absolutely want to say and you absolutely want to hear your voice on radio, on live radio, well, you can do so. Same number. 727-804-5891. The thing is, what you have to remember is if you're going to be live on radio, you cannot cuss. That
no
is
cussing.
No bueno.
Don't
does not work for us or Joe B or the FCC or anybody. Doesn't work at all. So oh shit, hold on. I just dropped my gun. My gun fell out of my holster.
Did you work on that all day?
A little bit.
You know I startle easily.
Well, think about if I really had a gun in a holster over here, how startled you'd be. Uh-huh. As of yesterday, it is now legal to openly carry your firearm again here in the FLA. And I say again because prior to 1987, it was legal to open carry. It was banned in 1987 because of some strange wording on some new legislature. They didn't want to fix it, so they said, "Well, screw it. We'll just ban open carry for now." And it's been banned ever since 1987, all the way up until yesterday. So, what do we think about this open carry thing?
I don't like
it. Yeah, I don't like it. That's not what we need right now.
I don't think it's necessary. The way I'm looking at it is, it's
are you so afraid to go to the grocery store?
Well, okay. Here, this is my take on it. I feel like a good number of Floridians are walking around strapped all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's concealed, right? It's concealed. I feel like if you want to wear it on your hip in a holster, maybe that means you have a small wiener. I don't know. I mean, what's the point? You could easily, you know, keep it in your purse or, you know, under your shirt or something like keeping concealed.
Well, this is about carrying your rifle.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're that brazen when you're going to walk around with an AR-15 strapped to your back, well, then you're not fit for society, really. And I don't really see the point unless you're a police officer or something like that. Why? Khaki just texted, you guys enjoy. I wonder if she's listening.
Oh.
How nice is that?
Oh, that's cool. Very nice. Hi, Khaki.
Hi, Khaki. I just wonder, you know, what's the mindset when you think that you need to walk around?
Scared. Weak.
Yeah, but like I said, there's so many Floridians already walking around completely strapped as it is.
Scared.
Yeah.
Weak.
Well, I think it's like the... it's like the, I got to have the great big truck. I got to have the this.
Yeah,
I,
you know, they're all the same people.
Yeah, it's the little wiener mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about it. I can't wait to start hearing the stories where, you know, just like what I did, I dropped my gun out of my holster here. How many times is that going to happen in Publix, you know, and people are going to freak out about it or maybe even one of them go off.
Right.
You know, and accidentally kill somebody's nana in the frozen food aisle, you know.
People walking around with AR-15s.
Right, that's not cool. But we could be getting there. I mean, if you've paid attention to the news lately, things are getting kind of rocky.
It's looking bad.
It's getting kind of rocky, yeah. Oh, man. Hey, you remember that second guy that tried to kill Trump? His name was Ryan Routh. Well, his trial... his trial where he represented himself wrapped up earlier this week.
That always goes well.
Yeah, right. That's a good decision.
What movie did you see this in?
Yeah, well, he was found guilty on all counts. And as they were reading the verdict, he unsuccessfully tried to kill himself by stabbing himself in the neck with a pen.
In the courtroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I mean, he's alive. I mean, this guy can't kill anybody.
He's terrible at this.
He can't kill anybody. This guy's terrible at this.
You might as well be a doctor.
Yeah, right. I mean, what kind of two-time loser, man? You gotta get your act together.
Really put the ass in the assassin.
If you're gonna, yeah, right. You're going to be in this whole murder game. You gotta practice a little bit or something.
You have to work on your skills.
Yeah. So the rapture came and went. We're
still here.
Yeah. Well,
we knew we'd be here.
We didn't make the cut.
Well, it was supposed to happen on Tuesday, and then they thought, well, maybe Wednesday, and nope. No, I was still seeing pretty much everybody I saw prior to.
All the people that sold their cars and their houses.
Yeah. I've actually run into a couple of people that actually seemed genuinely disappointed. That they were still here, and it's like, really?
Well,
what did you think was going to happen?
I'm a bit disappointed that it didn't help clean up society a little.
Mm-hmm. I've heard stories about people quitting their jobs and selling their houses and cars and emptying their bank accounts and giving all their money away and stuff like that.
They didn't give any to me.
No, they didn't give any to me. But I did see a story about this Uber driver. And at the end of the drive, this people, and he had just picked them up at church. And this was like last Sunday, picked them up at church. So they were prepping. They were ready for Tuesday. They were hoping Tuesday was their ticket out of here. So they said, listen, we've decided that we've cleared our bank account and this is what we have. And they handed him this wad of money. It was like a roll of money wrapped in rubber bands. And they were like, he was like, no, I can't take this. And they're like, no, we're not going to need it where we're going. And we want to help you, you know, further your life.
Are they saying he's not going?
Yeah, right. So that, right. Automatically, they're assuming that this guy not going, you know.
Not worthy.
Rude.
You know, maybe he was wearing a Slayer t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so they get out. He drops them off where they were going to get out, I guess, where they were going to be deported or transported. Uh-huh. And he counts the money. It was like $1,900. So.
Bye.
Yeah, whatever.
Good luck with your rapture.
I mean, look, man, I'm not religious, so I knew I wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, and my thought on the whole thing is, it's like, maybe it's all just a bunch of hooey. You know what I mean?
Hoopla.
Or maybe you just weren't the Christians they were looking for. You know, maybe they scanned the area and they were like, yeah, there's Christians down there, but these are the ones we want.
You know? Quality is a little iffy.
Right. They call themselves Christians, but are they really Christians? I suppose if they were, they'd have been
sucked up,
vacuumed up.
Oh, well.
Oh, hoovered up. Mm-hmm. Steph, do you know God's name?
Yahweh.
Do you know God's name?
I don't.
Howard.
Mm. What?
Mm-hmm. Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name.
No, that's Jesus' middle name. That's the H.
The H?
Jesus Harold Christ.
Right. Howard.
Mm-hmm.
What are you, in kindergarten?
Howard be thy name.
What was it in all of the other reindeer?
Yeah, Olive. The other reindeer.
Right. boy. Let's talk about some birthdays and some anniversaries. So horror novelist Stephen King turned 78 last Sunday. You're a reader. Steph, what would you suppose your favorite Stephen King novel and or movie would be?
Oh, that's a tough one.
There's so many.
I know.
And do you prefer the movies over the novels or both?
Some of them.
Yeah, I like both, but I like to read the book first.
Right.
Just because I need to wrap my head around what I'm about to see.
Yeah, that's true. I like Misery. Misery is a good one.
I was going to say.
Misery's good. Shining.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. What's another one? I was never a big fan of Pet Sematary. Christine, that's the one with the rabid car.
Right.
Cujo.
Cujo. Right.
It got really big.
It? Yeah, it was huge. What else? I know there's so many more that I can't even think of right now, but...
what's the one that's Storm of the Century? I think that should be a bigger deal.
727-804-5891 if you want to text us your favorite Stephen King book and or novel. We're here to talk about it if you want to. Let's see. Here we go. The Talisman. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Now The Talisman. The Talisman, Debbie, at the time, I read it when I was in the Marine Corps. And it was probably, at that time, the thickest book I ever read in my life. And I tell you what, I absolutely loved it. For whatever reason, it was sort of... fantasy-ish, you know what I'm saying? But and I'm not really usually in for that kind of thing. But I couldn't put it down. Fantastic movie.
It was the trauma.
What about
The Talisman, Misery, Christine,
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption. I forget that that's Stephen King.
The Green Mile.
Oh my God!
Carrie.
Right.
Oh my.
So many.
How's this guy? I mean, who else is writing books?
He's got to be a billionaire.
He's doing all the writing. For crying out. Has there been a movie made that he hasn't written the book for?
Well, Dr. Sleep. I liked that one, too.
It was the Under the Dome or whatever.
Oh, what was the one where they were all sick? Remember?
That one was...
Was it The Stand?
The Stand.
The Stand.
Yeah. The Stand, where they, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Anyway, let's see. What else? Joan Jett of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. She turned 67 on Monday. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen and Ray Charles shared a birthday on Tuesday. Bruce turned 76 and Ray would have been 95 had he not passed away June 10th, 2004. So, but Ray Charles would have been 95 years old this past Tuesday, along with Bruce Springsteen, 76. Can you believe the boss is 76 years old?
Another one that we didn't talk about, insomnia.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Right.
And Dolores Claiborne.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
He wrote all the books.
You know, I'm just going to throw the rest of my notes in the trash. We're just going to talk about Stephen King movies. Right. That one, Misery, though.
Oh.
That got me, man. What's her name? Kathy Bates?
Yes. That one was too realistic.
Well, Kathy Bates played that part so well that now that's all I can see Kathy Bates doing. Mm-hmm. I know that Kathy Bates is now in the new...
Matlock,
right? So she's like a detective, attorney, whatever she is.
She's an attorney.
Right. But, man...
Still has the hammer.
All I can ever see her as is when she breaks his ankles on that thing. It's like, my Lord.
Right.
And acted nice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Psychopath. Let's see. Talking about an anniversary, the Rocky Horror Picture Show was released here in the United States September 26, 1975, 50 years ago.
They're doing a documentary?
I saw a picture of Tim...
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. Not looking good. He's 79 years old, and he's not looking very good.
No, he had a stroke. We saw him on Sunday morning.
Right.
They interviewed him, and yeah, not good.
Yeah, I don't think he's long for this earth. But, man, oh, man, I can remember, geez, how many times do you think you've seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh.
At least 100.
Yeah. I haven't seen it anywhere near that amount of times, but I can remember back when I was a teenager, that was one of two midnight movies. It was either Rocky Horror or The Wall.
Right.
You know,
well, what I mean? But... I think part of the reason Ty's seen it so many times is because I think we've owned it in like VHS, DVD.
That's not the same though. You don't get the whole experience it at home. You got to be at the theater.
I was friends with most of the people doing the local cast.
The local cast, right?
Right.
One of the most bizarre times I ever saw it was in New York City with my cousin Amy and... I mean, I think I was probably 15, and I think, she's like a year younger, so she's 14, and we're in this theater, and the marijuana
cloud
in there, and it was, you know, it's a New York City theater, everything was sticky, and it was pretty dicey.
I saw it at that nudist colony.
I was going to say, I think the strangest place Ty's ever seen it was at the nudist colony.
The parts of that evening I remember were pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet.
I remember, we weren't sure where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And, we pulled up to, a guard check. And
what was the name of that place? Is that the...
I forget.
It's the one... Where is that? Up in Spring Hill?
Yeah.
And, Michael was in the car. He's like, is this it? And, the guard's walking over to the car with no clothes. And it's like, I really hope so.
No clothes, but he had his...
He had a gun.
And he had his shoes on. You know, either shoes, boots, you know, but no clothes.
Nice.
It's like, if this isn't the right place, we're in trouble.
Had a holster and a gun and no clothes.
And
yeah,
shoes.
It was...
nice.
That was an experience.
I bet. Yeah, that probably tops my New York City one for sure. Wow. Yeah, we had our clothes
and then
on.
The production.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm pretty sure the live actors...
You remember...
we're not wearing clothes either.
The band, the Hundred Handed?
Yeah.
They were there. They played naked.
Mm-hmm.
That was more of them than I ever wanted to see.
Yeah, I've heard about that place, and I wish I could think of the name of it. It'll come to me in a minute. But Yeah, I mean, they've got naked karaoke. They got all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, they it is not clothing optional.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go to one of those places and you wear the clothes, you know, if you're afraid to take everything off, they're like, prude.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's wrong with you?
What are you doing? What are you? Oh, next time you'll take something off?
Uh-huh.
This is a test run. Just whip it out, buddy. Whip it out.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. After 3 weeks of this NFL season, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-0. Not too shabby. The Bucs host the Eagles Sunday at 1 o'clock here at Ray J. Go Bucs. And, man, oh, man, we're off to a pretty good start. It's a little bit shaky. All three games have been come from behind victories. And they've all pretty much gone right down to the wire. So it's, hey, look, a dub is a dub. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you can't complain about that. Nobody cares at the end of the season how close the game was. Mm-hmm. Here's something I saw on Facebook, and I hope it's not true, but supposedly they're making a biopic on Mick Jagger, and I can't remember. Hold on, I'm looking at my notes here to see what it's called. But I was a little bit disappointed to see who they were going to have playing Mick Jagger, and it's not that this person isn't a great and famous and someday will be considered a legendary actor. But I just don't think that Tom Cruise is Mick Jagger. I just can't see it. I can't wrap my head around
what?
That. Yeah, I'm like, what? Tom Cruise?
Maybe he's a producer or something.
No, he's the one. He's here it is right here. The name of the biopic is going to be called Stone Dynasty. So, anyway, yeah, Tom Cruise to play Mick Jagger, and I'm like,
that's wrong.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really have anything against Tom Cruise, but I just, you know, he's.
I don't know if he can pull it off.
Mick Jagger's my guy.
Maybe
you know.
Maybe he'll surprise us.
Mm-hmm. Remember last week we were talking about who would possibly play Edward Scissorhands. And it was either Jim Carrey, you know, other than Johnny Depp,
right?
Jim Carrey or Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
I can't see Tom Cruise playing Edward Scissorhands either.
No,
I could definitely see Jim Carrey playing it.
Oh yeah,
it'd be a very different movie.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not. I mean, who else? I mean, they're doing a biopic on Bruce Springsteen too, and they got that guy who's become very popular here in the last couple of years, and I can't think of his name, but I mean, he even kind of looks like him. You know what I mean? I think it's not Jeremy Renner. It's I can't think of the guy's name, but that's coming out soon too. So I don't know. Tom Cruise's Mick Jagger, please, please.
Jeremy Allen White.
That's it, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I can kind of see that, but I can't. I could see him playing Mick Jagger. Maybe he needs to play Bruce and Mick Jagger.
I think Bill Skarsgård.
As Mick Jagger?
Mm-hmm. You could also do David Bowie.
Mm. Hmm.
So I think if they got
anybody David but Bowie Tom Cruise,
it would have to be Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton as Mick Jagger.
No, as David Bowie.
Oh, right.
She looks like David Bowie.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel was back on air.
Yeah.
I guess he came back on air, I guess it was Tuesday. And
then Sinclair gave up. That happened today. So he's back on everywhere.
So obviously what's happened here is that they realized, I guess, the backlash of what was happening, because I guess, you know, Sinclair is in it along with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one. I think they're called Tegna.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was some sort of merger that was happening between, I guess, Sinclair and Tegna or something like that. And that's sort of why this whole thing, the FCC guy, Brendan Carr, put a kibosh on Jimmy's show.
Well, he's a douche anyway.
Who?
The FCC guy.
Oh, for sure. He's a Trump guy. He's a Trump guy, and he's like one of the authors of Project 2025.
Yeah, he's a Nazi.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You didn't see that, but I just saluted Ty.
Oh.
Heil.
It's a Roman salute.
It was a Roman salute.
Because you have autism. From the Tylenol.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so Jimmy Kimmel's back, and I saw his clips of his monologue. And, you know, Jimmy cries a lot. He gets pretty sensitive.
Oh, you cry a lot.
I do. So, I mean, look, I don't, I'm not blaming him for nothing, you know. But I guess, like, all of the prognosticators in Vegas and stuff like that were like, at what point, what second point in the monologue is going to cry first? You know what I mean? And he cried, like, three different times. So it's like if you had, like, a three-part parlay. You know, you probably could have made some good money.
What's the spread on this?
Made some good money on the tears. you know what I mean? What's the spread on Jimmy pussing out a little bit?
You gonna squirt some?
You gonna squirt some?
You gonna cry?
You know you are. You big baby. You big baby. Mm. Ty, what do you know about the Tampa Pride being canceled for 2026? I haven't heard anything about the St. Pete Pride being canceled.
St. Pete came out and said, don't you worry, we're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, everyone's mad.
Well, everyone's mad, but what's it have to do with? I've heard all kinds of speculation that it was, you know, because of the pressure that they were getting from the government. But then I also heard that the Tampa Pride organization was not a well-run organization, and they probably really didn't have the money to put it on, and you know, that kind of thing.
I find that hard to
believe. And somebody was saying, well, how much money does it take to put on a parade? And it's like, probably a lot more than you think.
Yeah, a lot more than you think. I mean,
you gotta pay the, you know, the police, and you got to pay, you know, to shut down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty pricey. So I don't know what it was all about. But, I mean, the big one here in this area is the St. Pete Pride parade and all those festivities. I mean, St. Pete is one of the biggest pride celebrations in the country.
Right.
So, anyway. Yeah, I was hoping that St. Pete wouldn't follow suit and say, yeah, we're with you in solidarity.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. No.
They better not.
They came out and said, please don't be confused.
Yeah,
We are on.
Mm-hmm.
Pride becomes wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Seven deadly sins.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But gay.
I had this random thought the other day, and it was like, remember when Trump supposedly got shot in the ear, right?
Right.
And that was like right before the RNC, and Trump comes out with that big pad on his ear, and then you look in the crowd, and they've got, you know, all these people in the crowd with a pad on their ear in solidarity, you know, with Trump, you know, and it occurred to me, I have not yet seen one of these morons in the orange paint. Why haven't I?
That's coming.
Why haven't I? If they emulate this guy, you know, why haven't I seen anybody all slathered up in the orange paint?
Because they think it's real.
they think it's. Oh,
they don't think
that's
an option.
That's his true aura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our orange lord. His golden glow.
Well, I'm here tonight, folks. I'm letting you know. If you're listening to the show, that's not his true aura.
He sprays
Go
it
on. You can probably get the color at Walmart.
You don't even have to go to Ulta Beauty or anything.
Have in the spray paint section.
Have your spouse spray it out.
Looks like he's covered in iodine.
Mm. Just, I can't even imagine having all that on me all the time. Does he do the whole body, or is it just from the neck up and then the wrist down? Is it the whole thing?
I don't know. Well, he's always doing something different now with his hand because he's got that big bruise.
Yeah, I always try to look at like the collars on his shirts to see if they're like covered in, you know.
Well,
they do a pretty good job keeping it off his shirt.
Well, and they never do a very good job around his hairline.
There's like a 2-inch gap between the orange and his hairline. It's like, okay.
Well, it's probably permanently stained now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Anyway. Crazy.
They released some of the names on the list.
Did they?
They did.
That's cool. And I think we're getting close to getting that whole Epstein whole thing.
Well, they already put out some big names.
Out in the open.
Yeah, they...
yeah, I think, I mean, wasn't it a couple weeks ago I listed some names that were on it, so...
But now, now it's like Steve Bannon, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Prince Andrew.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, well, we knew about Prince Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Right. Anyway, folks, we've been prattling along now for a half hour. It's time to take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I mentioned just a bit ago that Monday was Joan Jett's 67th birthday. Here's a little bad reputation. Dig this. We'll be right back. All right. Well, apparently Joan doesn't give a damn about her bad reputation.
Right.
So I guess we shouldn't either.
Yeah. Well, she's got enough money.
You so. Do you, girl. We actually saw Joan Jett live. Remember that stuff?
Yes.
It was, remember when they used to do the concert after the ball game?
Yes.
Right? So she was one of the concerts after the Rays game.
After the Rays game.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was
you
very cool.
You weren't there? I thought you were. Hannah was there.
Was she?
I don't think so.
I thought it was just me and you.
I thought Hannah was there. No, anyway.
Maybe. Anyway. Joan Jett, 67, this past Monday. Go figure. Mm-hmm.
You were probably there, Ty. You just had your headphones on listening to Disturbed or something.
Death metal.
I like Joan Jett. She's a punk rock pioneer.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. CBGB pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One of the OGs. So one of the things I don't watch Fox News like at all.
Good. But, you can't
right.
because every time
it's just
we
ridiculous.
Happen to get it on the TV,
it's I'm ready to fight somebody.
Yeah.
But the
that Jesse Waters.
Don't get him started.
Those two words, Jesse and Waters. No. But because I'm a TikTokie, and every once in a while they'll show like a clip of something that was said on Fox News, and for whatever reason, there's a strange trend over there where a lot of them refer to him as Daddy.
Yeah.
It's like, why do they call him Daddy? That's to me, that is.
That's just gross.
That's just culty. Gay.
It's culty.
That is bad.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like, excuse me? I mean, and the last one that I saw was actually Jesse Waters saying, he was saying Daddy wasn't happy about the escalator situation at the UN.
And then he talked
Daddy.
About bombing the UN.
Oh, yeah.
Or gassing the UN.
See, they apparently can say whatever they want
mm-hmm.
about whoever they want. And as bad as it can be. And they're untouchable. I mean, that Brian Kilmeade?
Yeah.
Oh, let's just euthanize the homeless.
Yeah, just kill the homeless people.
You know,
and that's okay.
And then somebody
and then,
did.
Yeah, and then Jesse Waters, well, I think maybe we need to bomb the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Well, excuse me?
It's unbelievable.
If anybody heard us saying that we were thinking about bombing the UN, there'd be vans pulling up.
I mean, they already labeled me a terrorist.
Mm-hmm. I think what's so funny is my dad was talking to his stepsister the other day, and she was like, is Mark worried about what he says on the show with everything that's going on in the world?
And your dad was like, you know he has a show?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing.
Thanks, Cynthia.
And what I told Dad was basically it's like I hadn't really started thinking about it until recently. And Ty, you a lot of times are like, you can't say that, you know. You're going to get us in trouble. My thought is I'm going to keep saying what I want to say until I get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know.
We all got to die sometime.
Right.
Yes.
And guess what? Think of the content we would have. If they come and arrest me, I could hopefully get a phone that I would sneak in my prison purse.
Yeah.
And I'd be able to call back and let you guys know what's happening. You guys could still do the show every Friday.
No, just
and give
text.
A play by. Oh yeah. I would just I wouldn't call live. No. I would text.
Maybe you could let us know where those missing 1,200 people are.
Yeah, right. I'd ask around. You know. Anybody know? Anybody know where those 12 hombres are?
Dad would be, 1,201. He'd be with them.
You do run those furnaces a lot.
Yeah. Oh boy. What a wonderful world it would be.
If we lived in Canada.
Too cold.
Don't start talking boot that. You hoser.
Hey.
I'm out of here, man.
Yep. What about that shooting in Texas at the ICE station the other
right.
day? Yeah. Pretty crazy, you know.
The one that they wrote on the bullets, anti-ICE.
Yeah, anti-ICE.
Right. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And immediately Fox News comes out, and it's, you know, it's these radical left-wingers.
Well,
it's
J.D. Vance.
Oh, J.D. Vance and Ted Cruz, and they're talking about how, you know, this is so ridiculous. We need to lower the temperature and all this stuff. And
the only people that got shot were detainees.
All these anti-police and anti-ICE people. It was the detainees, right, that got shot, you know. Stupid.
And, like, the bullets that they found, I've never seen more clearly planted evidence.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then also, still, because I am a TikTokian, all of the conspiracy theories still surrounding the whole Charlie Kirk thing.
I mean,
you've got every ballistics specialist out there creating their own ballistics videos of mm-hmm. this is what would actually happen with that same round at this same distance.
It is weird, though.
It is weird, though.
They repaved the whole area that it happened. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, like the whole thing. They tore it up. They put something new in there.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, they're making a spot for a statue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You did hear about the statue that they put in Washington, D.C. the other day.
Oh, the friendship statue.
The friendship statue that was quickly taken down by the Park Service.
Yeah, they didn't like that one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're on a list.
Yeah.
Probably a couple of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know, man.
You're a terrorist.
That girl that came by to do the, quote, insurance inspection.
Yeah, she was looking at access points when we raid the house.
Yeah, don't let anybody in here.
I didn't let them in. They just went around the house and
had to do an exterior.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're looking for doors and windows.
And they said it was an insurance inspection.
Oh, yeah. Mm. No, they're going to black bag us in the middle of the night.
Well, what's so crazy is that 2 days prior, I got a message that said they were going to do an insurance inspection at the Seminole House, too.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They're tracking us down. They're either at the Seminole House or in the big house.
We're all going to go stay at Kevin's trailer. Scoot over, man.
Tomorrow, maybe we'll see if we can get into the attic.
And Frank this bitch.
And Frank this bitch. We'll take a bunch of reams of paper. We'll start writing diaries and stuff.
It's going to be warm.
A little bit. A little bit. Come on, fall. You promised us.
We need to go to the attic. It's hot up there.
Yeah, right. Hold on. My back just grabbed me on.
Oh, no. Second.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Look, you can't be doing that. We might have to run.
There ain't no running tonight, pal. You know the fireman's carry? You're so short that my head would be banging on the ground. Well, what happened to your dad? Well, he's unconscious because his forehead kept hitting the sidewalk. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get you a Rascal scooter.
Mm, a fast one.
One of those new e-bikes. Those are cool.
Those new, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'd have to be one of those, you know, jerk-offs that has to do the wheelies in the middle of the road, and I'd end up getting run over and killed.
They deserve it. Yeah. I'm so tired of that.
It's very cool looking.
No,
but
it's not.
I'm
done.
Wow, look
there
at you.
There was a kid in the old neighborhood that would do that. All the time, and he would always almost hit a car.
Well, okay, so there's a kid. I go to this little mom and pop hardware store for work. It's a hammock hardware, and there's one of the kids. His name is Mason, and he works there. And I was sitting at the light at Oakhurst, and what's the road?
Walsingham,
right? And he had to turn in front of me. I was the first car at the light. He had to turn in front of me. And then because he had the green light, there were no cars coming. And as soon as he turned the corner, he looked over his shoulder to make sure there was no one behind him, popped that wheelie and rode it all the way down the road. And I was like, man. Yeah.
It's real cool till it isn't.
I said to him, and I went into the store a couple days later, and I said, I saw you doing that wheelie in the middle of the road. And he goes, who, me?
What? No, I didn't.
Who, me? Yeah. Mason, the wheelie boy. Wheelie boy. Hey, I heard Toys R Us is coming back.
Are they?
Yeah, I heard that, and they're coming back in a big way for whatever reason. I don't know exactly why. I meant to Google it, and when I say that I meant to Google it, that means that you all can Google it as well if you're interested in it. But I heard that Toys R Us is coming back in a big way. I mean, talking about like 300 box stores across the country. He knows better than that.
Well, my theory is it wasn't the Tylenol. Yeah. That, you know, made Gen Z so special. It was the lack of toy stores.
Yeah.
And that's why Toys R Us is coming back.
Yeah, Toys R Us was such a special treat when I was a kid. I mean, I feel like the only time I ever went to Toys R Us was, and I hated this, was if we were going to a birthday party and we had to go and pick out something for some other kid. the only other time that I would go to Toys R Us is if I had like some sort of doctor's appointment. That was like, going to the doctor's unless we make a trip to Toys R Us afterwards.
Says Mr. Lego.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, right.
Who are you trying to fool?
You got to get a good deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was always a box of Legos.
Toys R Us. And then they got that new movie with, what's his name in it, about the roof. What it's called, like Roof Man?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That looked pretty good.
It does look pretty good. And that's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy actually did live in Toys R Us for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So, what's that guy's name?
I don't remember.
He was in Magic Mike.
Is it Channing Tatum?
That's it, Channing Tatum. You know, Channing Tatum went to Admiral Farragut down here.
He grew up on Sunset Beach.
Yep, he went to school right down the street. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how cool would that be? I mean, if you were gonna break into a store and live in a store, I don't think that Toys R Us would be where I would go.
IKEA,
Costco.
Yeah,
Costco, because Costco has everything.
They
have clothes. They have camping gear. They have.
Yeah. Sofas,
so they got
mattresses,
it all. TVs. And all kinds of food. Mm-hmm. What?
Welcome
that
to Costco.
That says there's no broadcast. Are we not on air?
We should be on air.
Nobody else has said anything.
You know what? The black van just pulled up.
The black van. And those guys have masks on their face?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Does it look? I mean, nobody else has said anything.
Look, they're going to have to wait to tackle me. I might have to poop.
And my back hurts, man. I get like a 50-yard head start, so I can waddle my ass down the street before they catch me and tackle me. Just don't tackle me like on a fire ant mound.
Yeah, be cool, man.
Yeah, damn it. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing it, yeah, Dad. Try again. We're hearing it, so, and we haven't heard any other complaints. Usually we do. I mean, as soon as they're playing jazz or whatever, we get somebody saying, "Hey, you're not on." He's on. That's your mom. I hear you, Debbie, Dan, your mom. Everybody's on. My dad must be stoned again.
He's on the barbiturates.
He's on the barbiturates again. Yeah, but if you're gonna try to hide out in a store for any length of time, for like 6 months, you got to go with like a Costco or
Sam's Club,
something.
Six months is a long time.
Hell yeah. And
Publix may not be bad.
I almost feel like if you went into like the break room where I'm sure they have like employee lockers and stuff like that. If you stole a uniform or whatever. During the day, Yeah, you during the day you steal a uniform, you just walk around the store and help people because you've walked the store all night and all day.
You know it.
You know where everything is. You'd be the best employee
ever. Straightened all the shelves. The
manager would come over and you'd be like, "You're really good at this." we're thinking about
giving you a raise.
We're going to promote you.
We're going to promote you.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah. Right.
Look at the name tag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bob.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Miguel.
Well, today it's Miguel. Yesterday I was Lisa.
Don't ask.
Oh, man. So, Ty, have you gotten a chance to watch that Black Rabbit on Netflix?
No.
It's really good, man. It's
Jason Bateman
and Jude Law. Very good. And I was not expecting the ending. I won't tell you what it is. I don't want to be a spoiler. But I was like, oh, wow, that happened.
And there that is.
Yeah, I was not expecting that ending. But, oof. Mm-hmm. Very good. Black Rabbit on Netflix, if you get it. It's one season, eight episodes, right?
Right, and each episode's about an hour.
Right, so it's good. Very good. Still, I don't know if Dad's gotten on yet.
We watched the Unknown Number.
Debbie Dan Gray says Black Rabbit was very good. Yeah, I agree.
That was good.
Unknown Number.
What is that?
We watched
it.
Remember?
Yeah.
About the high school girl with the text messages.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was great. Oh, my God. Well, no spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. Yeah. Unknown Number's very good. Black Rabbit's very good. This other thing that I want to watch here soon, and I think it just came out in theaters today, is the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie, what's it called? Why do I start talking about stuff when I don't have the notes in front of me?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What is it called?
It's like Battle All the Time. Or
it's like
something like that.
One More After Another or something like that. Or hold on, I'll find it. But anyway, it's got Leonardo.
One Battle
After Another or something like that. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio. It's got Sean Penn. And it's got Benicio del Toro in it. So, very good movie. I've seen clips of it. It looks fantastic. And I think it came out in theaters today. Hopefully, it won't stay in theaters long and we'll be able to see it here at the house. Because you know I don't like going to the theater.
Well, it's not cool anymore.
Open carry. And
yeah, right. I'm good.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was pretty cool, we're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio. I heard earlier this week that when he was first breaking into Hollywood, the producers wanted him to change his name because they felt like Leonardo DiCaprio was too ethnic, right? And he was just a kid. I mean, he's been doing this for a while, you know what I mean? So what do you suppose was the name that they suggested that he change it to?
Something very white, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes. What can you imagine?
Well, it still has to have some sort of zing to it, doesn't it?
Oh, it's got plenty of zing. Lenny Williams.
Oh.
You're going to change Leonardo DiCaprio to Lenny Williams. I mean, DiCaprio is such a phenomenal name.
Right. You know,
it's a Hollywood name.
Yeah, absolutely. DiCaprio is like someplace you go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, man, I was in DiCaprio this summer. You know? I mean, I don't know. It's just it's a wonderful name. Why anybody? I mean, I hope that Leo, when he became really famous, went back to that producer and said, "You're fired.
I own you now.
You're just fired." Yeah. You're fired.
No, you know what? Now you're
I got your
Lenny Williams
right here. Yeah, now you're Lenny Williams.
I did the paperwork. It's official.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got your Lenny Williams right here, buddy. Buddy. Oh, man. Where are we? Mm-hmm. Here's something. So what's the opposite of sorry?
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, right, right. So I wrote down a couple of things the other day because I heard this question on the radio the other day. And it was like, what's the opposite of sorry? And then, so I wrote down, not sorry, F you.
Yeah, I mean.
I told you.
Told you so.
Told you.
What'd you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
You know.
Now you know.
But what the answer was unapologetic. Ooh. Is supposedly the opposite of sorry.
All right, brain boy.
Well, that's not my answer. I came up with F you.
How about unsorry?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't come up with unapologetic. I had a hard time spelling it. I worked it out.
Look at this guy with his thesaurus.
Built in. Mm-hmm. Since 1964. It's an old model. I dust it off from time to time. I spell stuff.
On the crosswords.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Talking about movie theaters, I heard this story the other day, and they said that this guy says, I was in a parking lot of this mall parking lot. He says, I watched this car pull up to the movie theater, and the guy gets out, he goes in, and he's in for only about, you know, 5 minutes. And he comes out and he's got the large tub of popcorn and the large soda. And he gets in his car and he goes away. And the guy was like, that guy just won the popcorn game. You know what I mean? I mean, because really there's no better popcorn than movie theater popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He's going to go watch Netflix at home.
Yeah, right. So swing by the theater, get the bucket. You know,
bucket of popcorn and a soda is $20.
Yes. Right? Yeah, and I
drive through Burger King.
Well, I started thinking that this story was crap because it was like, well, wait a minute, how do you get in the theater without paying? But I mean, these days you get your tickets online.
Well,
you
know in the food court,
right?
You know, snack,
they let you go in there now.
They let you go in,
right?
You can go hang out.
Yeah.
Trying to get you to buy chicken tenders or something.
Kind of not a bad idea, though.
For $18.99 mm-hmm. for three pieces.
They kind of rape you anymore in all these places. It's bad. I mean, I remember thinking that it was expensive to take you and me and the two kids to the movie, and it would be like $25. Now it's at least $25 a person.
Right.
You know.
You know, and I'm going to the Dollar Tree and sneaking in our own candy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sodas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Adult beverages.
Mm-hmm. You pay to see one movie and you stay all day. I got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Meet me in theater 6 and 10.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the Rolling Stones a little bit earlier about that biopic that they're talking about having Tom Cruise play Mick Jagger. But I also saw something the other day on Facebook. It said the Stones are going to be re-releasing their Black and Blue album, and it's a double box set, and it's all been remastered. It's supposed to come out November 14th, and that's considered one of their better albums, I guess. Double box set.
You bringing that up because Christmas is coming?
Yeah, right around the corner. Right around the corner. Yeah. Black and Blue, double box set. I don't have anything to play it on, so I'll just rape iTunes and get all my stuff off there piece by piece. I don't need the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Battle After Another, that was what we saw. Okay, well,
that's it.
That's pretty much it.
No, it's the Rolling Stones movie is an HBO movie. So,
okay.
Well, you know, I mean, does that mean that it will go to theaters or will it be an HBO exclusive?
Probably just HBO.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right. Yep. Ty, you ever hit an animal in your car?
Yeah.
Have you?
I have.
It's a little jarring.
I don't like it.
It's awful.
It's not cool. What'd you hit?
I've hit
You act like it's multiple.
Yeah, it's a couple things.
What would you hit?
I hit an armadillo once.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. He jumped. It was scary.
Right.
And then I hit a turtle once.
No.
But I hit the turtle because the car in front of me hit
swerved.
The turtle.
Oh.
And it shot out and it was up in the air.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, boy.
Shouted out like a watermelon seed.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
That was a thump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember one time I was driving in my Volkswagen Beetle. I was driving from Washington, D.C. down to Richmond, and I'm going about 75 miles down 95, and all of a sudden there was this big cub. Boom! And, something hit my windshield, like, right above, you know, where I was sitting. And I was like, oh, my God, it sounded like a bomb going off in a Volkswagen Beetle, you know? And I looked in the rearview mirror, and I could just see this cloud of feathers. I hit like a crow or something. It was like, oh, God.
It exploded.
Yeah, right. I've hit a couple of squirrels. But the reason I bring it up is Monday morning I was on my way to work, and I was on Oakhurst. And all of a sudden, you know, when I go to work, it's pitch black outside. And anyway, I'm going down the road, and I can see a little bit ahead of me and off to the right, like in this yard, I see something running toward the road. And, it was coming. And when I finally got up to the edge of the road, I realized it was a coyote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he didn't come into the road. He stopped. But what was creepy about it is that he had, like, blood on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just finished eating a rabbit or something. Yeah. And then yesterday morning, on Tyrone Boulevard, another one actually ran out in front of me, across Tyrone front of me. Yeah. So two coyotes in a week. It's probably why my back hurts.
Yeah, probably.
Didn't do it.
Yeah. That's
what jarred my back.
That's what jarred your back.
Damn it. Old Wiley. Got me. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We need to take a break. And during this break, we're going to play a bunch of promos. Do yourself a favor and check these out, because there's a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Hold on. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking with? Caller? It said that it was J. Cole.
Well, maybe he'll call back after.
Yeah, we're getting ready to take
7:20 or something.
Right. Okay. Anyway, folks, do yourself a favor and check out these promos, because, like I was saying, a lot of great programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7. Good Lord.
We got to take the break.
Just go to break.
We got to take a break. Jay will be back. Folks, all right, folks, we will be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, well, that was the boss, Bruce Springsteen, with 10th Avenue Freeze Out. I mentioned earlier in the show that Tuesday was Bruce's 76th birthday. Mm-hmm.
Still rocking it.
Still rocking it. And I tell you what, he is still rocking it. How many years ago was it that we saw him live at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival? That was phenomenal. And
I want to say that was
wasn't 10 years ago.
I think it was about 2017.
Okay.
Seems like that might have been the first.
So about 8 years ago, I guess, something like that. And he played nonstop for 3 hours, and it was a show.
It was a show.
It was a show. What kills me is that my buddy John Holland, as I was getting ready to go into the Marine Corps, had bought tickets to see, for both of us to go see Bruce Springsteen. Born in the USA tour. And I was all set to go, and it was going to be like the week before I went to the Marine Corps. And Bruce had to cancel one of the shows because he got sick or something like that.
Yeah, he had laryngitis.
So I never got to see him. So didn't see him until 2017. And man, well, still.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. Happy birthday, Bruce. 76 years old. Folks, we are back with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Here in the studio, we've got the, my blushing bride, Stephanie, our boy, Ty Ginn, and, of course, little old me, Marco. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. We've had some confusion. My dad's having a hard time tuning into the show. I think he'll get it figured out before, hopefully, before it's before we're over.
Before it's over.
We'll but, do another one next week.
And then we're expecting, we're going to be getting a call from Jay Kolb. Jay Kolb is the music director here at Sunshine 96.7. And I think he's heading out of town. So I think he said that he was at an airport someplace, and he was going to give us a call from, you know, from there. Thought it
big
would be
news. Big news.
Bigly news, right? Anyway, so we're looking forward to that here soon. Let's see. One of the things I wanted to talk about, Ty, and is the 800 generals expected in Quantico next week. Were they invited or were they forced to show up? I'm guessing when the
it's the loyalty test.
When the Secretary of War says, "Get your ass over here to Quantico." All 800 of you have to show up.
Mandatory staff meeting.
Right.
Yeah, it's the loyalty test.
Yeah, so what do you suppose is going to happen here? I mean, I've seen all kinds of speculation about it, and some of the things that I've seen are ridiculous, and some of the things are like, well, that could be, you know.
They're gonna dissolve the Democratic Party.
Well, that
and they're gonna ask who is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't publicly tell the world that all 800 of your top military leaders are going to be in one location.
Well, yeah, I mean, to me, that...
And tell them the location.
I mean, what a flub is that? Now, all of a sudden, the entire world, if it's out on social media that all 800 of your generals are going to be in one spot next week, well, the rest of the world's going to be like, there's your target.
Hey.
Good job.
You know, I mean, does that make any sense at all?
No.
I mean, this guy Hegseth is not very good at keeping a secret. You know what I mean?
Keg breath.
Right. Some of the other things I heard is that one of the things that the Nazi party did back in the day is they did sort of the same thing. They got all of the bigwigs together, and they started firing all the ones that could not be loyal.
Yep.
So they were getting rid of, here we go. Hold on. Come on. Jay Kolb, was that you?
That is me. Mark, how are you this evening?
Doing very well. Steph, do I need to turn it up at all?
He's sounding good.
Good. Okay. So you're headed out of town.
Yeah, we are heading out of town. It's been kind of a wild and crazy week at Radio St. Pete. We are over the moon excited about having won the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay Best Radio Show. And that's thanks to you and Stephanie and all the volunteers here at Radio St. Pete. And we're frankly shocked, gobsmacked, over the moon about the whole thing. It's been one crazy good week.
Well, listen, if anybody deserves it, it's Radio St. Pete.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think it's well deserved. Congratulations to Charlie for coming in third for his show. I was a little disappointed we didn't win, but
we were nominated.
Well, you know, I think what we need to do is get a little more attention next year. You guys do such a good job. It would be really fun to see you win it, or at least get into the top three there, into the finalist category, because
I just think
your show is so fun. It's so interesting, and you know, you guys deserve it. So let's see if we can't make that happen next year. We'll see if we can't get a little muscle behind it next year.
I love that. That sounds fantastic. So where are you headed?
Well, this is kind of exciting. This is a bucket list thing, which you, particularly being military, a Marine, will appreciate. I have a relative, my mother's brother, who I obviously never met, who's buried in the American Cemetery at Normandy.
Okay.
And it's been a bucket list thing for me to go visit that grave. So we're here in New York on layover. We fly to Paris in a few hours.
Wow.
We're going to spend a couple nights in Paris, and then we're going to head up to Normandy and see the beaches and the cemetery and do the whole thing there. And this is a big deal. We are really excited about being able to do this.
That's going to be, for me, and I'm sure just about anybody, that would be a very emotional to witness.
Oh, yeah.
Especially those beaches there at Normandy and the cliffs and that kind of thing, knowing what went down there, you know?
Yeah. I'm absolutely sure some tears will be shed. But I cry at the drop of a hat anyway. So,
me too.
You know.
me too.
Thanks,
Publix. You know, we are a little bit concerned because there is a government shutdown, and maybe there's another rapture coming or something like that. So, hopefully it will all work out in the end. But, we got some issues we got to, kind of figure out as we go along here.
Yeah. So how long are you going to be in France?
We will fly home on October the 5th, so a little over a week.
Well, it's going to be nice. Have you ever been there before?
No. Well, I've been to Paris, but that was like back in the 80s. So, that pretty much doesn't count at this point because I basically have no memory of it.
Right. Yeah, right. Paris is one of the places that I've always wanted to go. Listen, if you get a chance, I hear that like the French countryside and all that kind of stuff is just phenomenal. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
well,
I envy you. I'm jealous.
Yes. And
well, again, I wanted to call in. I thought it'd be fun one to call in from New York. So that was just sort of a fun thing to do. And
that's cool.
And also, really, in all seriousness, too, thank you guys. You've been a mainstay of Radio St. Pierre for a long time. We got a lot of really cool energy going on. The station's just getting a little more traction every day, it seems like. And you guys have been a big part of that. So I thought this would be kind of a fun opportunity to call in from New York and say thanks for all you do.
Well,
thanks for all you do.
Thanks for all you do. I mean, you're like the Iron Man over there.
Exactly.
Every time I look, you're out somewhere, broadcasting live. I really wanted to come to this one of the last ones that was the Daddy Cool thing. But we were unfortunately printing T-shirts that weekend, so we didn't get to make it over there. But that seemed like a very cool one. So,
all righty, guys. Thanks so much again, and we'll talk to you maybe when I get back home.
All right. Safe travels, Jay.
All right. Say hello to Marcy for us.
Will do.
All right. See you.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye. Okay.
Yeah, that truly is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
That. When you think about it, we joined Radio St. Pete almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, it was us, Joe B., Will Kuntz.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it.
We're one of the OGs, man.
Volunteers.
Well, that's nice that he said all that, because I tell you honestly, I didn't think that he really liked our show.
But it is, Joby had a vision of this all-volunteer, community-driven station.
Right.
And now came in first, won first place, Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay, best radio station.
So well-deserved.
Yes.
Truly.
Yes.
And Charlie Show coming in third place. That's fantastic. Charlie's
phenomenal.
A great guy.
Yes.
Yeah. So fantastic. We're
up and coming.
Yeah. A decade later, and God only knows what we can do in the next 10 years.
Right.
I'll be 80 and Todd, you'll be 60. And
You're going to have to take over the show.
you're going to do the show from this side of the table. I'm going to sit over there because my back will hurt too bad to stand up for 2 hours.
Maybe we
have a chair.
I can't do the show sitting down, Ty. You know that. I can't.
Maybe when you
seems
take
like you
over.
Can't do it standing up.
I'm having a hard time this evening, I tell you that. I thought I was good to go, but man, standing here in the one spot here for 2 hours has been like, oof, starting to lock up a little bit. So.
You're only an hour or so in.
I know.
Stretch. I don't know. Do some squats.
Yeah, like I got all kinds of room over here. So anyway, before Jay called, and that was Jay Kolb, everybody. music director and God only knows what else he, he does just about it. He's like I said, he's like the Iron Man over there.
He is the man of every hat.
He's shucking and jiving over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, between him and Joe B, man. Stuff's getting done. Mm-hmm. Stuff's getting done over there. So it's, I appreciate that. Anyway, before he called, we started to talk about these 800 generals showing up at Quantico next week. And it just it blows me away. You know, are we going to war? That's one of the things I saw.
Yeah, with ourselves.
Are we going to war? Right. Are we going to go to war with ourselves? Are we going to go to war with Venezuela?
Russia.
Right.
Afghanistan.
Yep. We got lots of options. Mm-hmm.
But I saw where, I think it was Spain and Italy.
Yeah, right. They're somehow in the mix.
They launched some of their Navy destroyers mm-hmm. to defend Gaza.
Mm-hmm. I did hear that one of the Nazi regime tactics was to invite all the top military brass, fire them, and then now the government has control of just the army without them being run by the military brass, and then that's where now you got the Gestapo and stuff like that. So that's one thing that I heard. And then for whatever reason, I don't know, a month ago, we started talking about on the show about this 3-Eye Atlas, okay? This thing hurtling towards Earth at 130 miles an hour, 130,000 miles an hour, right? And the whole thing was, it could be an alien craft because it's going 130,000 miles an hour and then it slows down and then it speeds back up. And what other kind of asteroid or comet does that? Never. You know, and the thing is so huge, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. The
Death Star is coming.
The trail behind it is not natural. It seems to be sort of alien made, and you know this kind of stuff. And now all of a sudden, you know, one show we talked about. Now all of a sudden, it looks like it's got lights on it. You know, that kind of thing. And then they came out like 2 weeks ago and said that it's just a regular asteroid.
Yeah, but that's what they would say.
Yeah. Well, now okay. 2 weeks ago, now they debunked the whole thing. It's just an asteroid. You know, it's just going to zip by us. And,
as if that's right. Better.
Yeah, right.
Well, now all of a sudden,
an uncontrolled
big rock
hurtling towards Earth.
Well, now all of a sudden, this week, there's a renewed interest in 3-Eye Atlas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're saying that not only is it changing speeds, but it actually changed course. And then came back to the original course, like it went around something to, you know, avoid it, and then is, you know, now coming back. Sometime in October, it's like heading toward the sun. And what they were saying originally was, is if it comes around the sun, still in our path, then it's definitely alien, right? If we don't see it again after like October 21st. Then it's natural. It's a regular asteroid or whatever mm-hmm. it is. But if it comes around the sun, then chances are it's coming toward us, and we could have some
sounds
sort
like
of
a
contact
good
with
song
it.
Lyric.
Yeah, we could have some sort of close contact with it sometime in December. But then they're saying
we've got enough going on.
But then
already.
But then they said that even still, even in December, if it comes our way, it's still going to be like a million miles away. You know what I mean? But
if it doesn't change course,
but part of the speculation about these 800 generals being in Quantico is like, oh boy, are they getting ready to for the aliens?
We gotta figure something out.
What was that Bruce Willis movie where they
Armageddon?
Where they sent them up into space.
Right. They're going
to
call a Space Force. They're going to have all these generals from all the branches of the military, and they're going to be like all in this auditorium, all 800 people, and they're going to be like, okay, where are you yahoos from Space Force? Are you ready for this?
All right. We might be boned.
Are you ready for this? What have you done to prepare for this? Do you even know what 3-Eye Atlas is? You know, are you watching this thing? You know,
have you read the memos?
Mm-hmm.
We've posted them on TikTok.
Right. So,
generals gathered in their masses.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hold on, Paul only just said it's the here it is. It It's the elevator for those travelers to heaven. It's just late. Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Like, what was that one? The comet people back in the...
Oh, right. Heaven's
Gate.
Yeah,
All wore the Nikes and the...
And the purple robes.
And the Kool-Aid.
Right. Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen? The world's in a tangle.
We got too much going on.
We do have too much going on. And see, that's part of it. That's part of the whole thing. Bless you. That's part of the whole thing. It's all a distraction. You know what I mean?
And really, all
of this is to take our eyes off the whole Epstein thing.
Yep.
I think he's crapping his pants every day.
Well, he's doing that anyway.
He's doing that anyway. Right. But he's probably on double duty. Because he knows those Epstein files are getting closer and closer to being revealed.
Yep.
Well, mm-hmm. and this whole, who did he just open the investigation on?
Oh, Comey.
Yeah, Comey. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, from what I was reading online, they're like, well, now that's Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. did he think?
Playing a dangerous game, Buck.
He is playing a dangerous game.
Because now all of that investigation is going to be made public for this case.
I guarantee you the Comey thing goes away.
Yep.
It's going to go away. He's going to See, the problem with this guy is that he thinks he's smarter than everybody else. So he doesn't listen to any of his handlers or anything like that. He's just like, nope, we're doing this.
Well,
we're doing it.
He doesn't listen back to any of his speeches.
No.
That whole UN thing, I mean, it's like, are you kidding me?
That was amazing.
It is. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. This is our guy?
Yeah.
This is our guy.
All you countries are going to hell.
Well, what makes me so mad, and I said this to Mom, I get so incensed about it. It's like, one of these other world leaders not stand up and go, what the hell did you just say?
They did.
What are you talking about?
They did. They did not interrupt him.
Oh, I would have. He's got to be put on blast. That's the only way to handle a bully.
But when it was their time to speak, they addressed it and addressed it directly.
I did see where they brought Netanyahu up to the stage, I think today or yesterday, and about 75% of the audience just got up and left.
And they booed.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I don't know.
I'll say it again, the world's in a tangle.
Don't think because they're not showing it on our news.
Right.
They only showed the Trump portion,
not
any of the other world leaders.
You know, what a jerk. They give him 15 minutes. He takes an hour and just rambles on.
Yeah, because he's special.
Just rambles.
He's the chosen
one. He can't speak for 2 minutes without mentioning Biden five times.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, get over it, dude. Anyway, folks, we already need to take our last break.
I know.
Look at us go. So earlier in the show, I said that... Bruce Springsteen shared a birthday with Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles would have been 95 years old this past Tuesday. Here's a little ditty, one of my favorite Ray Charles songs. It says, it's called I've Got a Woman. Dig this. We'll be right back. Okay, Ray Charles, everybody. I Got a Woman. It's one of my favorite Ray Charles ditties. And like I said before the break, he would have been 95 years old this past Tuesday. He passed away June 10th, 2004.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been going for a while.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Debbie Dan Gray liked the music. That's good. I like that. Let's see. One of the things I'm looking through my notes, this is our fourth and final segment of the show. And it goes quick. It's one of the fastest segments of the show. So you really kind of have to sit down and pay attention, damn it. Because it's going to come hot and heavy.
Hot at you.
Hot and heavy. Just as fast as I can spit it out of my mouth.
Great. He's going to be an auctioneer.
Anyway, I saw this video today, and I was wondering, I was like, what the hell is this? So I saw this video today, and I started wondering, is this a thing that I never heard of? So this video of this guy, and he opens up his refrigerator, right? And plain as day, he's got like a side-by-side refrigerator, right? So he opens it up, and on the right-hand door, top shelf of the right-hand door, there's his Smucker's strawberry jam, right? And right next to it is a box of Tampax tampons. And I'm like, is that a thing? You got to keep those babies fresh. What's happening with those things? Is it more fun if they're chilled? You know, I don't
never
know.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. But I was like, and I went back and I looked at the video again. It was like, is that really what that is? I was like, sure enough, it was definitely. It says plain as day, Tampax tampons, whole box right there in the top shelf of the refrigerator. I was like,
that's unusual.
What is this?
Yeah. Was there an explanation?
No. And it wasn't even about that. I mean, the video wasn't even about that at all. You know,
I hope they weren't scented, because then ew, everything in your fridge is going to taste like scented tampon.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Tampon.
Mm-hmm.
Pontoons.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. So what about Tylenol? We're going to stop taking it? Listen, I've never been a big Tylenol person.
Well, look, man, the damage has been done.
Who are you telling? Mom never took it when she was pregnant, but I did. No, Tylenol, for whatever reason, makes me nauseous. And it's one of the only things. Now, I can take ibuprofen, but for whatever reason, Tylenol has always made me nauseous.
If memory serves, mm-hmm, which, you know, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
Tylenol, if what I remember is correct, is an aspirin-based product,
mm-hmm,
versus, like, ibuprofen, which isn't. So, like, bare aspirin, aspirin, acetaminophen,
right,
versus ibuprofen. I don't know what the difference is, but aspirin-based products, like aspirin, Tylenol, tend to upset the stomach more.
Right. Well, here's, you know, so the other day,
there's my medical knowledge of
Trump comes out and he says, you know, stop taking Tylenol, cannot pronounce acetaminophen, you know, had the hardest time doing that. But then he kept calling, you know, acetaminophen by name, by Tylenol. And I think there's probably acetaminophen in other products other than Tylenol.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that
it's just the brand.
If I'm the maker of Tylenol, I'm like, are you ready to be sued?
Right.
I mean, what are you doing to our company here? You know, I mean, you're basically making Tylenol the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because you know that the morons,
they must be woke.
The morons, yeah, that follow him, they're like, oh, that's it. Throw away the Tylenol. You know.
You know, like I said, and I haven't Googled it, but acetaminophen, right, is an aspirin-based product. Mm. So things that, you know, are aspirin, Tylenol tried to corner the market.
I just think it's so irresponsible of him.
He doesn't care. Whatever it takes to distract people from the files.
From the, yeah, files.
But how and irresponsible is it for him to come out and say that it's bad for pregnant women to take, you know, Tylenol? And you know, where it's never been proven. He acts like there's never been any testing done. Mm-hmm. You know, Tylenol has been around for a long time. You
forever.
Know, yeah.
Well, aspirin, acetaminophen.
Tylenol, I think, has been around since the 50s. You think they've done any tests on it?
Has been around longer than ibuprofen.
Right.
You know, so.
I mean, this guy just opens his mouth and.
And garbage falls out.
Garbage. Mm.
We're on a list.
Yep. Here's something that's kind of important. I'm allergic to aspirin. I can only take Tylenol aspirin-free. That was from Debbie Dan Gray. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
You think they'll make it autism-free?
Maybe. Oh. Yeah. I got a couple of great quotes about Tylenol in the thing. In the quotes. I heard this, and this is important. And when I saw this, it made me think about our house here. Heard a list of where you should have smoke detectors in your house, okay? And it said that you should have them in and outside of all bedrooms, in and outside of all bedrooms, kitchen, dining room, okay? So for us right there, that's 12. That's 12 smoke detectors. And I don't think we have one in this house.
Oh, we do.
We have a mount.
Shh, don't say that. We do. Ours are independent. They do not talk to each other. They probably are not 80 decibels, which
is... They must be wired because I've never heard the batteries go bad and chirp.
They're fine.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. We're safe. We're safe. I don't know. It just
the new regulation is inside every bedroom, they need to be 80 decibels, mm-hmm. and they need to talk to every other smoke detector in the house.
Okay.
So like
sounds like they're trying to make some money.
The one in the kitchen goes off. In a more commercial environment.
Right.
That one in the kitchen goes off. The ones in the bedrooms need to go off.
Okay. I got you. So is it like a Bluetooth kind of thing?
Who knows what kind of magic it is. And then how much it'll cost. Even though they're not wired together. But I'm sure we'll need a new internet plan for them to speak.
And right. Yeah, you don't buy it. You just, every month, you got to pay.
Yes, a renewable subscription.
Like everything.
Ty, you ever seen anything about these people that are doing the magnet fishing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw a commercial the other day about they were selling this magnet, right? And, you know, in the commercial, they got it on a rope and they're throwing it out in the water and it comes back and it's got all these, you know, pirate doubloons and, you know, watches and gold and all kinds of stuff.
As long as the arm is not still attached to said watch.
Right. So they're pulling in all this stuff from the water, but then they take this magnet and they have, you know, a rope on it and there's like a steel girder. And they put it on the steel girder above them, and they're hanging from this thing to show you how strong this magnet is.
Right? How do you get it back down?
Well, that's my thing. Once you pull the stuff in, how do you get it off the damn magnet? You know.
I do know that people find a lot of guns.
Yeah, guns, shopping carts, bicycles, you know, knives, that kind of thing. You can probably find some pretty cool stuff. I did see a video where somebody found like a cash box, and it actually had cash in it. You know, so that's not bad. But I don't know. It'd be kind of interesting to do. You know, it's not something.
For me, it would be more fun than fishing.
Well, this one person says that, you know, I agree with that.
I mean, if you happen to bring up a fish.
Now you got to deal with it.
That swallowed metal, you know, then you catch a fish.
That's kind of how you do catch a fish. They swallow your hook.
But you didn't put something out for it to swallow.
Right.
You just are, you know.
I don't know. It seems like I would like to try it. I'd like to try to do that. But it just made me wonder. It's like if that magnet is so strong, what's it take to get the stuff off of it?
Yeah. Well, and like what if it gets stuck to like something big?
Yeah, right.
Like
it's gone.
And now you can't get it in.
Like a sewer pipe.
Yeah.
That's running, right, under the intercoastal.
Right. Good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, if there's something permanent down there and it's sticking, you know, sticks to that, then you just lost it.
How expensive are they?
They didn't have any pricing on there, but I can't imagine it's a whole lot. I mean, the thing is, it's not very big. It's only like, it's only about that big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about that thick and about that big. And, you know, so maybe what, not even 6 inches around and about an inch and a half thick, something like that. But
still pretty powerful.
Yeah.
You're going to get stuck to something down there.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. This, my computer's trying to do something here that's going to make me mad.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Tell it to wait 15 minutes.
I'm trying to. There, I got rid of it.
Oh, you got rid of it.
I got rid of it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those Adobe.
Oh.
It's time to
renew.
Renew your Adobe all of a sudden.
They need more money.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't everybody? Mm-hmm. Get in line.
Yep.
I have to say, because you discussed it last weekend.
Yeah.
I love the new fan in the studio.
It's pretty good.
It's cool.
It's cool looking.
And
it
that's on low, and I can feel it. I mean, when I had it on, I was in here the other day, and I had it on medium. It was like, I might need a sleeve. It's a little chilly in here. let's see. 46% of people admit to driving aggressively sometimes.
Well, sometimes you have to.
I think so, too. I think every once in a while, and I call that defensive driving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's not get crazy and call it aggressive. Ty, are you a road rage kind of person?
No. Well, I try not to be.
I mean, I'm not the kind of person that's going to pull up behind you, get out and bang on your window or anything like that. But
do you have Tourette's when you drive?
No, I mean, I will do a drive-by, but...
drive-by with the side eye?
No, I mean...
Full on, you
Uzi blasting.
I'm pretty good, except for I cannot figure out what takes so long for everybody to get going
at a red light
when the light turns green.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are we doing?
Hello.
You know, let's go. I mean, when I'm in the car by myself, I can actually lose my voice. I'm like, what the hell is
No, this? I've always had Tourette's when I drive.
Have you tried brandishing your driving pistol?
No.
They love it when you do that.
I'm sure, yeah.
No, but I have brandished my driving finger a time or two. Or 10.
You got to be careful doing that, especially now that everybody's going to have a gun now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, if my one little finger sets them off that badly.
Well, they're soft. So.
They need anger management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I told you or not, Steph.
They
but,
have a finger they could throw back.
Mm-hmm. last Saturday, I was up on the roof and Ty caught me playing with my caulk.
The neighbors were very concerned.
Up on the roof playing with my caulk.
So are gutters leak free now?
They should be. Yeah. Caulk. C-A-L-K, folks.
C-A-U-L-K.
but yeah, I installed a gutter on our upstairs patio and it, I needed to caulk it up a little bit. So Ty caught me up there playing with my caulk.
At least you didn't fall off the roof.
No. Here's something. Does anybody really love water? Ty, you and Jack drink more water than any humans I've ever seen.
That's all we drink.
It is all you drink. It's like
that's all you need to drink.
I'm trying to drink more water, and I just it's like, really? This is it?
I mean, it's the best.
For me, water is it's more of an ingredient. Water's an ingredient. It's not really what you should be just drinking by itself. You know,
I need to find better ways to hydrate your father. You know, like watermelon and
an IV.
An IV. No, I don't do IVs.
How much
I
water?
Draw the line at shots.
How much water do you think you drink in a day?
I don't know, a lot.
It's a ton. You got to drink. I mean, you come home.
What are you supposed to drink?
A lot.
64 ounces or something.
Yeah, but you can actually drink too much water.
Yeah, but I haven't yet.
You're probably right on the edge.
You can also drink too much beer.
What?
Or liquor.
How
or
dare you?
Diet Coke, caffeine.
Yeah.
It's not all great. I pee a lot.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Well, so do I.
keep those kidneys working.
Yeah, well, listen, I can only imagine that it's probably a lot better for you than anything else. You know, I just...
It's not Viking days.
No, nah, water's just always been sort of...
The water's going to give you dysentery.
No, but it's always sort of suspect. You know, it's like, where's this water coming from?
It hasn't been cooked.
Yeah, I don't
know. Fermented.
That's why if you use it as an ingredient, then whatever bad's in it cooks off.
Yeah, oh, right.
You know, cooks right into your noodles or whatever.
The water's causing autism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
More likely than the Tylenol.
Right. Let's see. Do I have anything else? I may have gone through all of the stuff.
Oh, my God.
We did the magnets, right? Ty caught me playing with my cock. Got that. I think we've been through all of my notes.
Wow.
I think we actually have been through all of my notes. Yeah. Does anybody actually love water? That was the last one. Trump says stop taking Tylenol.
Yep. I enjoy water. I need that cleansing of the palate.
You drink a lot of water, too.
I do.
You drink a lot of water at night.
I drink a lot of water at night. Mm-hmm. But that's, I think, because of my snoring.
Could be.
Yeah, you got to drink water, man.
I'm trying to drink more water. I really am. I'm trying to drink more water. But it's not easy for me. It's foreign to me. It's like, does anybody really like this? It's like, okay, it's water.
Yeah. It's wet, isn't it?
He's so special.
Yeah. All right, let's do these quotes. The first one says, never fight until you have to, but when it's time to fight, you fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark, and brother, it's starting to rain.
That's it.
Yeah. This one says, maybe they'll forget I'm a pedophile if I do more Nazi stuff. Wonder who they're referring to there.
Hitler.
Yeah. I like this one's funny. If you take Tylenol PM, your kid will only be autistic at night.
Well, that's good.
That's terrible. Let's see. I can't believe what you say because I see what you do.
Yes.
That's from James Baldwin. This one says, a gentleman is someone who can play the accordion but doesn't. And that's from Tom Waits. And this one says, he's autistic. Excuse me, they prefer Tylenol American. So those are my quotes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have this weekend?
Chris and Angie are in town.
Right.
So we are going to get together with them hopefully tomorrow.
Okay.
They
come in here, we meet them somewhere, we don't know.
But they're probably coming here. That's always been our MO for the last, 30 years?
30 years, right.
That, you know, we hang out at the homestead.
Right.
Throw some burgers on the grill. If we have any kids around, you know, now that they're all almost 30. Well, I know, but Jamie's not.
No, she's not.
Is Jamie 30?
I
think she...
If she's not, she's real close.
She's close.
Yep.
Anyway, it was easier when they were, you know, 3, 5, and 10.
Well, we haven't seen Jamie and Thomas in a while.
We haven't seen Jamie and Thomas in a while, so hopefully they'll come over.
I communicate with Thomas pretty regularly.
Well, you know, you have a thing.
Well, he's my hug guy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep in tight with your hug guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got to have your hugger.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Ty? You got anything for the weekend?
We'll see. It could be crazy.
Just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What are we going to do about these shirts? We're going to print shirts. We're going to try to print some tomorrow and Sunday.
First thing in the morning.
Try to break them out.
Couple hours.
I got that screen ready. It's ready to go. So we'll just have to get it lined up again and then get on it.
We just go.
All right.
And then
try to knock out as many as we can.
Then we pool afternoon and grill with family.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan, man. Let's see. Seems like there was something else about this weekend. No, I can't think of what it is.
Well, it's today is the 1 year anniversary of Hurricane Helene.
Oh, really?
Wow. And we are.
So this time last year.
Yeah, this time last year, we were in not a good place.
Right.
So we are going to celebrate being in a way better place this year than last year.
Okay, that sounds good. I like it. How long is this last song that we do? Is it like 4 minutes or something? I don't know. Hold on. Let me just do it real quick. Oh, it's only 3:53, so we got to keep
prattling,
chatting for a few minutes. Listen, I appreciate everybody that texts during the show, David, Dan, Gray, Paul, my dad. I appreciate the call from Jay Kolb. He's going on an adventure to Paris, which is exciting, and it sounds like a fun reason to go to celebrate one of his relatives that apparently...
never left Normandy.
Never left Normandy. That's pretty tough.
And again, congratulations, Radio St. Pete.
Right, Radio St. Pete got the best of the Bay
radio station.
Yeah,
and cool. Look, we went up against the big hitters.
The big ones, right.
Yeah.
You know, the Volunteers won.
I was hoping we would win. I mean, when we were in that top 10, I thought, oh.
Well, we made the top 10.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you just have to accept, you know, what it is. It is what it is.
We made the top 10.
Right. I get you. All right, folks. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We love speaking with you every Friday evening and look forward to speaking with you again next Friday. I'll say Semper Fi, Devil Dogs. I miss your mom, Duchess. It's about that time, sweetheart. And, Dad, I hope you finally found a way to tune in. Hope
if
you didn't
not,
miss it.
If not, listen tomorrow.
Listen tomorrow on the rerun.
Right.
All right, folks.
Archives.
Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week. Goodbye.